live.
Let's go! No Tommy J. Don't know where he is. I have no clue. Spoke to him yesterday, like around noon. No, it was actually 2 o'clock. 2:15. He was sleeping. I was like, dude, it's fucking 2:15. He's like, well, in Vegas, it's not 2:15. I said, I don't give a fuck. Wake up. He's like, I gotta get on a plane soon. I'm like, are you coming home? He's like, I'm not telling you. I'm like, what? I'm like, you fucking tell me right now where you're going. And he's like, oh, I'm not telling you. I was like, all right, I gotta go in the backyard and do some work. I was like, I gotta go. He's like, all right. I'm like, where are you going? And he wouldn't tell me. So I don't know if he's home. He's in California. He's in Texas.
He might still be in Vegas.
Florida. No, I don't think so, because he was getting on a plane. I know he had a plane flight.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he got on it, though, Bill. You know him.
But there was no sports. There was nothing to bet on yesterday. So there's no way he stayed there. He's somewhere. I don't know where he is. I don't even know if he's alive.
Well, if he still is in Vegas, I'll be there tomorrow. So
yeah, he told me he lost like $1,500.
I'll find him if he's there.
Someone stole $1,500 from him. Definitely.
What?
Yeah, he said he lost $1,500. I was like, what?
What an idiot.
He's
probably running around. It probably fell out of his fucking pocket.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Chris thinks he's with Diddy.
He might be. Diddy, I think, took a plane to a different country.
Diddy
hightailed it.
Now 50 Cent just called out Jay-Z on Instagram, too. Got fucking put out a picture with Jay-Z on a milk carton, asking if he's seen Diddy.
Let me just say something. If 50 Cent is coming after you, it's not good. That guy knows everything, and he is super smart with his social media, and he goes at you hard. And
if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's awesome. It's Jay-Z on a milk carton.
He's never been wrong about any of these people.
I mean, Diddy, I think he took a plane like out of this country.
There was a video that came out that of some of the federal of the obviously of that raid. There was a federal agent that took like a big box out of his place and put it in the van, big ass box.
I mean, everybody knew that he liked boys or like guys and shit too.
Meek Mill.
But once you start doing like once you start in that whole deep shadowy weird sex world. You get into it, bro. Like you're selling girls, you're selling guys, you're doing everything. So I don't know.
There was like buses of boys like pulling up to his house at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. His neighbor was yelling about it. Yeah,
the neighbor.
He was like hanging out the seat of his car, and he's like, "I live next to him. I'm his neighbor."
the one dude, Columbus Short, the guy who I fucking like, who dances like a fucking. Like the best dancer in the world. He was in a lot of those dancing movies, The Stomp the Yard, one of my favorite movies.
Oh,
he
Jesus
was saying Christ. After an awards show that Diddy called him at like 3 a.m. and he doesn't really talk to him. And Diddy's like, yo. He's like, yeah, what's up? He's like, Diddy. Oh, okay. He's like, yeah, well, I'm having a party. He's like, oh, all right, I was over there. And he's like, it's just me. Tommy Short's like, what? And he bro wants to come over to fuck him. So. I don't know, man. Diddy's a fucking weird dude. Weird dude. So I don't anything that's said about him could be
wasn't
true.
Wasn't he like arrested for having like when he was dating J-Lo, like or like J-Lo was like handcuffed around a pole or something? Like didn't that happen too?
Diddy
back
was,
in like the 2000 or something?
Diddy's just so weird. So weird, dude.
Fucking like, creep.
Yeah, he's definitely a creep. I don't know where he is. Different country. I have no idea. Someone tipped him off, and he got out of there fast.
The last thing I remember him in was Get Him to the Greek, and he was, like, super weird in that. Remember that? He was like,
I don't know. And I haven't seen much of him at all. On the only thing I think – wasn't he involved in that naked basketball or something too?
I think that was his house.
That was his house.
So there you go. That was the last time we talked about him.
So weird.
I mean, the guy lives in a compound.
Yeah. When you think people live in compounds, they all have shit to hide. They're all weirdos. You know? I want a nice small house where I know what's going on. You know? If I hear like something weird, Like in a room, like I know something's not right. Jenna, go get him. You know, somebody's here that we don't want.
If you don't need the content.
My wife was talking about some fucking, it's like a show on Hulu or something, like people like living in the crawl space and they just found them and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be none of that shit.
No, oh no. I've seen too many horror movies where it's people buy this old house where the old folks died.
No, I'm good. I don't want
to. And they got a great deal. And then they found out that the son, who's like half retarded, half like Mongol man, like lives in the walls and he's there to kill people. Fuck that, bro. No way. Nobody's living in my walls. Fuck that. Jenna'll get him. Right, Jenna? Jenna hears a mouse, she goes nuts. So there ain't no Mongo people
he's
living in my
walls. Passed out. She don't give a fuck about anything.
Right now, so
we were outside before, so she's tired. Ev, what's going on?
We have a couple new rule changes in the NFL.
I saw.
The hip drop tackle is now banned, which I think is bullshit.
I don't think I don't think that they're going to end up doing anything in the game with it, because that's really hard to fucking police unless it's like blatant out in the middle of open.
Yeah.
I think you're just going to see fines for it. Yeah. I think it's just going to be after the game is like, oh, he got fined $50,000 for a hip drop. And
yeah.
If he does it again, he's going to get suspended. Like, I don't think it's going to be policed like during the game, like 15-yard penalty thing, because that's way too fucking hard. Unless
it's impossible.
Unless it's completely blatant. Yeah.
It's like, it's basically saying if someone gets by you, you can't tackle them.
Yeah.
You just have
to. Yeah, because you can't grab up top because that's a horse collar.
Grab them.
The only thing you can really do is grab over the shoulder, but even then, it looks like a horse tackle or a horse collar.
Very aggressive when you do that.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, that's it. I think exactly what Rackets just said. I think if they'll be given fines out like they did this year, a lot of fines.
It'll be the biggest fine all year long. Like everybody's gonna get it.
You can't do anything in the NFL anymore on defense. So like if you're a defender, I mean, it's good and it's bad. Like you really can't be blamed for anything now because you're basically just getting paid to stand there. You know, I mean, and it's bad because you can't play your position that you were hired to do, but I mean, listen, you can't be penalized if you're not doing anything wrong. Like if you're just, hey, I can't do that. So what am I doing? You know? So I mean, this would be the best league for Deion Sanders because he never tackled anyway.
He never tackled any. And the only ones that he tried to, like he attempted were like the leg swipe, which is the only thing that's even illegal anymore is like trying to trip them up.
And then
you can't do that with your legs either. You have to dive and do that with your arm.
Then they have the kickoff rule, right? They changed the kickoff again.
Just like the XFL.
Yeah, I saw it. So they're got to have like 9 guys or something lined up on between like the 25 and 30 or something.
10 guys at the 40. And then the kicker's still at the 35. And nobody can move until the ball hits a player on the field or the ground.
Just give her the kickoffs all together then.
What happened to the NFL?
What are we doing? I mean,
kickoffs used to be exciting.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Deion Sanders said?
You're going to get two Elis next year with his son and Travis Hunter. Bro, we said this year when all the NIL stuff started. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah. It's crazy. I could see where he's coming from. Like, because first of all, they have like his son has money and stuff like that, and you know he doesn't have to worry about like if he will sit out a year or whatever. But I mean, I wonder what teams he doesn't want his son to go to. That's going to be interesting next year.
He said anything cold?
I mean, did they play Colorado? What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what teams he doesn't want his son going to. So that's going
to trying to pave a way to Dallas, bro. I'm telling you.
Everyone's going to Dallas.
He's trying to pave his way to Dallas.
They didn't give Dak that extension.
They're not going
to. Who called that?
You did. I thought they were giving it to him $1 million because it's a $55 million cap hit.
They extended they let McCarthy go one more year. They let Dak go one more year. And now all of a sudden, Coach Prime is coming to Dallas.
And then
he doesn't want to go to a cold city. So that eliminates half the fucking league right there.
But then Booger
ratings on the wall.
Booger McFarland said something stupid this morning, and then Shannon Sharp
called
him out on it. Booger said, he goes, well, Dallas, you know, isn't like they didn't sign any of these free agents because there was nobody good to sign. You got to realize that the guy's a free agent is because the other team doesn't want him anymore.
And that's not always the case.
And the free agents don't.
A lot of times that's the case. That's not always the case.
Shannon Sharpe's like, well, okay, really? He goes, well, I was a free agent. Deion Sanders was a free agent. Peyton Manning was a free agent. He rattled off like four or five, and we're all in the Hall of Fame. And he goes, so you really want to say that? You really want to say that?
Shannon's the best, man.
Yeah, he was yelling at him. Boogie's like, oh, well, those guys, because, you know, they're in the Hall of Fame, and, you know, you guys are good, but they don't pay. Like, what are you talking about, Boogie? What the hell are you talking about? Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Was he traded, or did he go? I remember. Either way.
He was either way, a free agent.
He became available.
Free agent, yeah, they didn't sign him.
He was a free agent.
Okay.
Wasn't CeeDee Lamb? Didn't he go from being a free? Wasn't he a free agent too when Dallas signed him?
I don't remember.
CeeDee Lamb?
They might have drafted.
He was drafted.
They drafted him.
Not CeeDee Lamb.
Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup.
Amari Cooper, wasn't he a free agent? There's a million fucking guys.
I don't remember.
You look up on the list.
He was on the Browns. So.
Free agents that were signed that are good. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about there. But Dallas,
Jerry Rice was a free agent. He went to Oakland.
Dallas, with that big cap hit, they have no running backs right now. None. They have no running game. I don't know what they're going to address in the draft, but they have no running game. They didn't have a running game last year with Pollard. And you can't really expect Dak to do any better than he did last year, Rackets.
No.
He fucking performed.
Which is why.
He had an MVP season.
That's why Jerry Jones changed his tune real quick from being all in to we have to win with what we have.
I mean, and they're not.
It's because they're paving the way to prime.
Are they going to be in the playoffs? Yes. Because the Giants and Washington are fucking crap. That's four wins right there, basically. So they have four wins starting off the season. So that's they're going to be in the playoffs. But you can't expect Dak to perform like that again. Because he had this season that no one thought he didn't even turn the ball over. So that was crazy. Dallas is in trouble. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm still going to bet on them, though, make playoffs. Still going to do it. Let's go. Let's talk about Ohtani again, Rackets, since he had his fucking interview. Or not an interview. He had a statement that he said yesterday, which I think this whole thing is the biggest bunch of bullshit in the world. Did you hear what he said, Rackets?
I listened to pieces of it, yeah.
Did you hear it, Hoff?
No.
Yes, so he came on yesterday and said, basically, he had no knowledge of any of this happening. He doesn't gamble on sports. He had no knowledge. He found out when Ipe told the team that day in the thing. So Ipe was speaking English. So I'll give Ohtani that. But you've been in the United States for a long time now.
He said that he, like, I remember this. I did listen to this part. He said he understood pieces of what he was saying.
Right.
He didn't understand the whole thing.
So you're telling me that the guy was there saying that he was had a gambling problem. And all this stuff, and it was his fault. And he borrowed Ohtani's money. Ohtani paid things off. And Ohtani just sits there and doesn't say a thing? Like, he doesn't stand up and be like, what? Well, what's happening? Somebody tell me, like, just sits there and chill? Like, no, bro, that's not what happens.
I agree.
Yeah, and for someone, like, I've heard, like, Ohtani's, like, pays like really attention to detail oriented and all that stuff. Like, you just don't, like, you know, when money goes missing from your accounts, like,
up at $4.5 million.
The one thing I will say, he makes so much in,
yeah, but right, it's
fun, but I mean, matter, just in Japanese endorsements, I think it's 50 million. So, like,
that's a lot of money.
No, I completely agree, but Bill, you're a millionaire. How often do you check your bank account?
Well, babe, since I got scammed that one time, I check it all the time now.
Since you got scammed that one time.
Yeah, but listen, there's people who check it. My mom checked her shit every day, bro.
But when you have that much money, though, like, on a player like Shohei, we're not talking about a regular fucking player. We're talking about a guy who's worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know.
Correct.
What do you say? Would you notice four missing when you have 500,000 in there?
Say you have $1 million in the bank, a liquid $1 million. Let's say
$5 billion in the bank.
Let's say 100,000 comes out, or let's say 50,000 comes out of that. You're gonna know, bro. You're gonna know. There's no second.
Maybe he did say he was under the impression that he was loaning the money to him, though.
Yeah, but now Ohtani's saying that he never knew, Rackets.
Yeah, it said loan on the thing, though, is what I'm saying. On the actual memo thing, it said loan.
Then
so that's how they could play it off, like he Rackets, was loaning him the money.
Why does his interpreter, who's, okay, his best friend, have access to his bank accounts?
I don't know.
Okay, number two. And Shannon Sharp said it today, and I've been saying it the whole time. Do you know how hard it is to do a wire transfer?
It's not like you could call up and say, I want $4.5 million
transfer. No, you have to both. The banks, he has to be on that account, because you can't go in as someone else and say, I want, you have to show, even if it's you, they question you 100 times, and the IRS comes after you because they want to know why you transferred over $10,000.
Could he be on those accounts, though? If he has to go to the bank with him and translate everything? Like, he could be, right?
So if he is, let's say he is on the accounts. Don't you think, if Ohtani said that yesterday, if he said a statement, all he had to do to clear everything up yesterday was say that Ipe was on my accounts and I knew nothing about it.
That's very true.
Cleared up. He didn't say a word about it, Rackets.
No, I completely agree.
That would have cleared up everything, and no one would have said it.
The way that he was talking, like, I kind of believed what he was saying, but, like, it's just – it's too hard to – what you're talking about with the wire – with moving the money and everything. Like, that is way too hard to do without knowing.
And let's say that he is on the accounts. Let's give him that he's on the accounts. Now, you trust him that much that he's on all of your accounts and everything, and he has access to all of your money. You don't know that he has a gambling addiction?
Yeah,
he's your best fucking friend who you trust with your family's money. You don't know that he's a gambler? Come on, bro. It's weird, dude.
The original story or interview that Ipe gave ESPN was that Ohtani, like, obviously Ohtani knew about it, and Ohtani wanted to pay the thing himself to make sure that he didn't fucking just gamble that money away right back, and it was actually going to a payment, which that makes a whole lot more fucking sense.
How about this one then, Rackets? Oh, Ipe had an interview with that woman, right? Days before.
Yeah, and then Ohtani's lawyers are like, no, he lied.
Ipe told the Dodgers. He told Ohtani's business people, the other people, Ohtani, and everybody that he was going to make an announcement about his gambling addiction and the money that he took and everything. So in that 24-hour period, no one told Ohtani. The Dodgers knew that Ipe was going to make an announcement to the team about money, gambling Ohtani's money away, and that he has an addiction, but nobody told Ohtani. And if Ipe is his business guy, a millionaire, someone who has all that money, has people, business managers, accountants, legal teams, nobody saw that money coming out.
He's got multiple people for that too.
Come on, bro.
Do you think Ohtani gambled the money?
No.
I don't think so either.
Me neither.
But I do think he knew.
I think he knew. I think he was aware of it.
He's digging himself a hole. By saying he's lying to the federal government now. This just isn't baseball. You can't just say, make it up, I didn't know. You knew, bro. Your name was all over the wire transfers.
Yeah, at least two of them. Yeah, at least two.
And they're gonna get they're gonna get the signatures. Come on, bro. You can't lie now, bro. There's a good chance if he found out, if they found out he knew and he did give this money, and now he could have just said, "I knew. I was helping him out. I was paying it off. I didn't know if I, you know, I didn't know that I couldn't do. I'm lending a friend money," and that would have been it. But now, if this is a lie, he's done.
It got a little sketchy.
All he had to say yesterday was eBay was on my accounts. His name, he has power of attorney, or he is a co-signer on my account. Bro, even if he's a co-signer, if there's two people's names on an account and you send a wire transfer, some banks won't let you. Mm-hmm. They have to contact the other person on the account. It's not easy to send money, especially that large of amounts.
No, yeah, that's...
Anything over $9,999 gets flagged by the government. So yeah,
it wasn't just once. It was multiple times.
Multiple for $4 million.
They were doing $500,000 at a time, right?
Yeah. But that's why the original interview that they were talking about was... the one that got banned by the lawyers was that Ohtani was aware of it, and that's why he set up the payments of the $500,000 so that, and, you know, that he set it up to, you know, through his bank so that eBay.
And that would have made sense.
So that he knew the payments were actually being paid and not just being re-gambled away.
But now,
which makes a whole lot more sense.
But now he's had time to talk to a lot of people before he made the statement today. So either they're telling him to straight up lie and say you didn't know. Somebody's telling him to say you didn't know.
The lawyers had.
Because there's no fucking way.
Did you see what Pete Rose said?
No.
Did you see what Pete Rose said?
No, I saw Pete Rose's.
He said Ben. I needed a translator.
Well, I mean, but it's crazy, dude. It's crazy. And Ohtani, there's so much secrecy around this guy to begin with. Like
his wife is a professional basketball player in Japan too. So
yeah, they know he got married.
Like, it's not even just his money, dude. Like, they have her money too. She's a professional basketball player.
We didn't know, and that guy Ipe and his wife are friends.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know his dog's name. We didn't know that he got married.
Here's the crazy part of this though. Okay, so on the or when he worked with the Angels, because he was there, you know, the interpreter with Ohtani with the Angels. The Angels media guide said that Ipe graduated from UC Riverside and that his prior like work experience was with the Yankees and I think the Red Sox. A, he never went to UC Riverside. The school has no record of him going anywhere. B, he never worked with the Yankees, and like the Angels was the only MLB team he was ever affiliated with. So like the whole resume, everything about this guy is just fucking fishy to begin with, dude.
Maybe this is why Ohtani deferred all of his contract. Maybe could because be. Either he has a gambling problem and he's like, I'll gamble this $700 million away, or he's like, this guy's going to steal it all.
This guy's going to fucking steal it from me.
So, you know, and he can't say no. That's a bigger fucking story. I mean,
it probably has something to do with his wife, too. Like I said, she's a professional basketball player in Japan. She's making money. They don't need his $700 million. He was making 50 just in sponsorship and endorsements in Japan when he was with the Angels. So that's why he didn't give a shit about how his Angels money either.
And maybe that's another reason why he didn't want to come to New York, because everyone was going to pry into his life. You know, and you're in New York for that. They're going to fucking know everything about you. This shit would have came out. This shit would have came out as soon as he signed.
Jeff Passan had mentioned that he heard wind of this back in January. So this has been like brewing.
Yeah.
Ohtani had no clue.
No clue.
No clue.
No clue. Insane, yeah. Dude. Insane.
The feds had Ohtani's name back in January with him.
Yeah, like, that's because
when the bookmaker got busted up. Yep.
Yep. And they contacted baseball probably, you know, once they started their investigation and shit like that. And then Ipe knew that he was going to get fucked.
The fact that it's California and illegal gambling is one thing, but like Major League Baseball has a billion different sponsorships with DraftKings, bro. Every single pregame show is, let's build a DraftKings same-game parlay. Like, they, all these fucking things are bringing it on themselves. What did they think was going to happen when they legalized betting from your cell phone?
Bro.
I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck did you expect to happen?
And now, to switch it, that other guy we were just talking about on Toronto, the basketball player, fucking...
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this as a pre-show.
Now he's in trouble for prop gambling.
What was it, John? What was his name?
For setting up fucking illegal props.
Michael Porter's brother, whatever his name is. So something Porter.
Yeah.
So DraftKings.
Jonte Porter.
Jonte Porter. I think DraftKings tweeted out both times that this happened that he was the biggest, that his prop was the biggest winner of the night. But the thing was, they weren't overs, and nobody was betting the over. Everybody was betting his unders on in both games. He left early. One was with an illness and one was with an eye injury. And he only played a combined 7 minutes in both games. And those two games, everybody and their brother was betting his under. So yeah. Like,
except for me,
I don't even know who he is. And I followed the NBA religiously. Like,
yeah. Nobody even told me about this.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
So doesn't though your friends are bad. You don't have
bullshit, friends. Bro. Fuck you guys.
But, so
he plays 13.8 minutes a game. I can't even really see how there would even be props up for this guy a lot of the times, unless on like some of those days he was supposed to start because of an injury or something, because Toronto's been through
a they're a mess, that team.
Yeah, so like I don't even understand like if he told people, because you a lot of these backup guys you can't get props on. DraftKings does have a lot more props than other places, though. So they'll give you more.
And just because you can't bet on yourself in the NBA, it's like, oh, well, he didn't bet on himself. Doesn't mean he didn't fucking text every single person he fucking knows.
That's illegal.
Be like, bro, you give me 10-20% of this. We'll split it, whatever it is. Here you go. And all of a sudden, people are dropping 5-10 grand on this dude's under props. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, bro.
It was like half of three. Like, he didn't even shoot one. Like, he was
just like. Yeah, two times. So he told people got rich off it. And he's going to get in trouble. It's more gambling issues to come for these sports because there's a lot of guys doing
it. Everyone's gambling. Like, you see Dez Bryant's winning like $400,000 every day with his parlay.
Yeah.
You know, tell me that guy wasn't gambling when he was in the league?
Yeah.
Every day.
Bro, and you're telling me, like, all these guys, they're so, like you just said, there's so many guys gambling in sports. Bijan Robinson had a perfect bracket after the first day.
Yeah, it's part of the culture. Like, you're in a locker room. You're with a bunch of other guys. You're like, yo, what do you like in the other sports?
Yeah.
Let's pull out our cell phones and see what the lines are.
Yeah.
You're telling me. Just click one more button, you have a bet in.
Like, see, baseball, they can, like, if they have DraftKings or whatever, they can bet on other sports. It has to be a legal book, though. They can bet on other sports. They just can't bet on baseball. Like, that was one of the topics, too, was like, okay, well, even if Ohtani's doing it, the fact that it's on the illegal book is what mattered, because they can have their fantasy football pools. They can do DFS. They can play whatever the fuck they want. They just can't – it can't be Major League Baseball. That's the only issue.
Well, and you tell me, like, these guys go to school together. They grew up together. Like, Bijan Robinson has – I'm not saying that he gambles at all, but I did a bracket. That's why. But he like has friends on other teams in the NFL who he went to school with, and they were like, and he's like, oh, you know, Bijan, I'm not really feeling good this week, and they don't play each other or anything. He said, my ankle's fucked up. I don't even know if I'm gonna play. And Bijan
tells his friend,
hey, blah blah, might not play this week, and then they're like, oh shit, now we're gonna put everything on his under. You know, that's how this shit goes.
And that's why originally the NFL started mandating the injury reports, because all of a sudden, you know, the trainer for the Bills, oh, word is Stephon Diggs isn't going to play this week. Now there's no injury report.
Well,
all of a sudden.
Who on the Falcons this year had an injury designation that wasn't said? Bijan. So
Bijan, there you go. Same thing.
It's all going back to Bijan. Maybe he does gamble. Maybe I'm breaking the story.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Breaking news.
Yeah. He had a fucking bracket, and then it wasn't on the injury.
The flu game where
no
he was sick,
he
and all of a sudden
gamble.
He didn't have a carry. Yep.
Yeah, there's no way he doesn't gamble with some of the picks that he made in his bracket. He knows college basketball. You have to make some of those picks. You can't just blindly pick those teams.
Yeah, Yep, 100%. Ev, is Howie coming on today or no?
No.
All right. We can talk about the weekend. Hoff, if you want to start there. Okay, so let me start. So let me, Hoffman, what do you think about Duke first, about your team?
They looked phenomenal. They looked way better than I expected. That's the best they've looked all season.
Yeah.
Like that.
Duke and Gonzaga, both still in it.
If they play like that, they could beat anyone.
So I did, when this started, I said I guaranteed a victory on the March Madness pool, and guess who's in first?
Bill's bracket's looking nice.
Bill fucking Rupp. I don't even know if you, there you go.
Yeah, you can Bill see Rupp. It.
Bill Rupp is in first, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Rupp is in first. I'm looking good, and I'm going to take this down. I fucking told you on here I was going to win, and I'm going to fucking win.
Where's Tommy G?
Well, listen, I know Tommy's not good at the brackets because he picks all. But when I sent it to him, he was getting to Vegas, and he's like, and I was like, yeah, a lot of people, when they DM me, they said they didn't really know what to do, but they're like, I'll just use Tommy's picks. And I'm like, Tommy, they're all going to use your bracket, so your shit's going to be the same as everybody else's. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to do a crazy one. And of course he does a crazy one with like FAU winning or something. And he's like in last place. But regardless of that, if he just win, he wasn't going to win anyway because he's awful at the bracket.
He's not beating Bill Rupp.
No, but he's awful at those type of things. But I give him a pass on this one because he had told everybody's bracket and everybody used it. So there was like four or five people in this thing who had FAU winning it. So you know that they used Tommy shit. Because FAU was not winning this fucking thing. You know? I didn't even have them. I had them, I think, getting past. No, I had them losing to UConn. I think that's what I had them. There's no way they were beating UConn.
No, no one's beating UConn.
No, bro. They're going all the way to the championship. I mean.
They might do exactly what they did last year, beat everyone by double digits.
They are killing it. They're killing it. They look great. They're playing great D. They held Boo Booey nothing.
Not just that. They have the best half-court offensive sets in the country. Like their offensive playbook in the half-court is the best. It's no
one. Yeah, they look phenomenal. Our NC State is still in there.
ACC, those four ACC teams are looking good.
Clemson, like Marquette,
North Carolina, Duke, and NC State.
And the Big East team. The Big East teams, too. Yeah. Big East got, what, three in, and all three are in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So that's argument for some of those other Big East teams. Like, when you put in, like, I don't even know, like, got teams from, like, the Mountain West or these other.
Mountain West got their asses kicked.
What are you doing? What are we doing?
Every year, those teams get their asses kicked.
Why is St. John's Seton Hall or one of these teams not in there? Indiana State. Like, what are we doing?
That's going to be a new rule for me going forward. Anytime one of these Power 5 conference teams is playing a Mountain West team, they're going to – like Clemson played New Mexico. They stomp them.
Yeah. These teams don't even deserve off to be in there. They get killed every time. They're shitty. And as we've seen, as this bracket got through the first day, the teams that were supposed to win won. Well, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday went straight down the fucking board. It was straight down the board. I had a 19 parlay that I hit by adding some the wrestling, the UFC racket said she was gonna lose.
I love getting you all fired up.
Fucking going against.
It's my favorite fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, everybody's like, well, I think it might be 2-1.
I argue 2-1.
I call it like I see it. Yeah, fuck out of here.
Right.
She goes, the UFC
last
is actually.
Last part of a 9-team parlay, right?
If she could have stood on her feet the whole time, she was winning that fight.
No, the UFC is actually in Atlantic City this weekend.
Oh, wow. Is it a good card?
Blanchfield is the main event. Erin Blanchfield versus some other girl that only has one loss.
Yeah. I didn't watch a lot of the card because the basketball was on. I know Mike did pretty good. I had Rose at the end and that one, but
her fights are just so boring, bro. I can't with her.
They are, but you have to. You can't get her if you get her. If she goes on the ground, you're done.
Yeah, it's just, dude. It's just she just.
If that girl, like you said, if she stood up,
she could stay on the on her feet. She was winning.
Yeah, she was piecing her up, but she can't go. Once she goes on the ground, it's over. That was it. The fight was done. But yeah, it was right down the board, bro. Saturday and Sunday, except for NC State, which we had. Everything went right as it was supposed to go. These teams are just whoever's playing is beating who they're supposed to beat. And a lot of people Saturday, so a lot of people, because all the favorites were winning. So at the end of the day, they're like, oh, dogs got to come in, blah, blah, blah. And they started hitting dogs. And then what happened on Sunday was like every favorite won Saturday. So everybody's like, we got to go all in. I was talking to Tommy. He's like, me and Howie, we love the dogs today. I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm scared.
One of them won. Only one won.
Yeah, I'm like, some of these teams, bro, that they're like, I don't know, man. And it went. I think the books were smart. They knew that everybody knew that the favorites, everyone was pounding the dogs, and they didn't get involved and just let the games go like they went. And favorite again came out.
Like you said, like
Bill. Oh, hold on. Look in the chat, guys. Mr. Cooper just tagged us with this thing. Jonte has a Discord where he tells people what to trade and bet on. I have to pay $49.99 to see the premium room, but in the main room, they are discussing things the NBA and Jonte, and people are thanking Jonte for winnings.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean.
Wow. And what was that?
That's nuts. How's it, bro? This guy's fucked. Well, I mean, that's the end of that Discord.
Well, I mean,
I want to be in it. I want to be in that Discord. Can I join
it's
that?
Over. It's over now. Now he's screwed.
Yeah, like you were saying on Sunday, Bill. Like, I don't bet Duke in the tournament, but if I did, I would. That was not even a question.
No, I took them. I took them.
That was just. I would slam that.
Like yep, that. I took them. I had them.
7.5 versus that shitty team.
Yeah.
And, like, yep. Duke has everything that Wisconsin doesn't have. They're fast. They're athletic. Mm-hmm. They have three-point shooters. Like, Wisconsin doesn't have any of that shit. That's why they lost.
What do you like going forward?
I like
– Who do you think –
I definitely like UNC and UConn. I think they're going to – both of them are going to smash their Sweet 16 games.
Yeah.
Alabama's not good. They shouldn't have even won that last game.
I think UConn, I think they roll.
Yeah, and Burley's in the locker room, like, let's keep destroying teams out of this tournament. Like, he knows they're on a mission.
Well, I mean, Marquette is tough, man.
I like Marquette, dude. I've said back in November I like this team.
We have plus 40,000 on NC State to win it all. Technically, you can start hedging now if you get a good line, because they're a dog. If they go up in that game or it gets to the end of the game and it's like you get a nice little line or something, you can technically start hedging now. The best thing to do is wait till the Elite Eight, because then you have three games. But you can actually start doing it now, because I have 100 to win 40,000. So I can, you know, start hedging now. Like, if I can get a good line. Just hope Marquette doesn't run out and kill them. NC State needs these days off. Yeah. They were fucking tired as fuck in those games.
Burns needs as much time off as he can.
Yeah. So, hopefully we get a favorable line in that game where Marquette doesn't just jump out and kill them, which I don't think will happen. If you have our plus 40,000 guys – you can get a nice little hedge on that starting this week. So
that I thought was really surprising that not many people are talking about that literally dominated both games was Illinois. They looked really good.
I like Illinois a lot.
Cannon, it looks great.
Yep. I like them a lot.
Great the NBA.
I thought they were going to kill Duquesne. I was all over them on that one.
Like, no one talked about them all weekend, and they just rolled both games.
Yeah. I think they beat Iowa State.
So do I.
I think they beat them. I think North Carolina should get past Alabama. Alabama has a, you know, scores a lot, but I think they should get past them. Clemson, Arizona is going to be tough.
That's going to be a good game.
We got futures on Clemson, too. That's going to be tough. Creighton, Tennessee. I have no. Flip a coin for me. I have no idea on that game. Purdue, Gonzaga.
That's a good game, too.
Purdue's been pretty good. They've looked pretty good. You know, yeah, they got that their monkey off their back, losing in the first round, shit like that. Gonzaga's playing really well, too. They're playing well the whole end of the season up until that St. Mary's loss. And everyone's like, oh, they lost St. Mary's. Yeah, but they always – St. Mary's always plays them tough. Always. And look what happened to St. Mary's. They're gone. So that's going to be a good game. We already said NC State Marquette. And then Houston Duke. Houston's looking good. So is Duke. I mean, these games aren't easy. The easiest one, obviously, is UConn.
If Duke shoots the three like they did last game, they're going to win.
But, you know, if they shoot like they shot last game, they're going to
win. That's crazy.
I mean, that's probably what you have. If you have a guy who can shoot, like that white dude on Oakland, he was – that's why they won that game. He had eight threes in the first, you know, in the first half. So if you can get a guy like that and you keep shooting, it's hard to stop those people.
Let's talk about that for a second. Kentucky. They have to do – they are in big trouble down there. That program is in big disarray right now.
Yeah, they don't even know what to do.
They have no idea what to do. Like, they keep talking about all these good freshmen they bring in, and they never win.
But now he's saying they might change it up to bring in some of these fifth-year transfers and seniors and shit like that, because he says that's what's winning in these tournaments now. It's not – the one and dones are the 2 year guys anymore. And you gotta have experience on a team.
They never get the freshman big guy. They never get that guy. And that's probably part of the problem. Like, Duke always gets the freshman big guy, and that's why they're more successful with their freshmen.
Like, yeah. Kentucky.
You can't just have three good, powerful guards. Like, yeah, guard play is important in the tournament, but like, you can't have three freshman guards leading your team. It doesn't work.
When you have your coach who's been there forever start second guessing the way that he enters these tournaments, they're in trouble. So
I mean, they've lost to St. Peter's, Oakland. Like, these teams are bad. You can't.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck in the years to come for Kentucky. Good luck to that. So that's basically my bracket. That's what I'm going to be doing. A lot of tough games coming up. Like I said, UConn and Illinois are the teams that I like the most, followed by Carolina. And then the rest of those games, complete toss-ups. I have no clue.
I mean, I think you could take UConn minus 10, whatever it is.
I will be taking them first half. I will be taking them game. Let me just see what the line is right now real fast. I'll be taking them. Let's see. We got,
especially like San Diego State's good, but they go like 4 or 5 minutes every game where they don't score. Like, they go on massive scoring droughts. And if they do that versus UConn, UConn's going to go up by 25 real quick.
Minus 10.5 off. I like it.
Yeah, that's. You can even drop it down to 9.5 and minus 140 range, probably.
Minus 6.5 first half. You might even be able to, because it's minus 6.5 minus 102. You might be able to even get 5.5 or 4.5 if you want to play the juice. I'm definitely going to have that. I'm definitely going to have their minus 385 in some type of parlay, too, for the first half.
What's their first half full game line?
Let's see. Is minus 270.
Yeah, it's a great parlay piece.
Yeah, that's a great bet. Love it. I'm definitely going to have that in my parlays. Minus 270. That should be in every one of your parlays.
You could do that with North Carolina money line, and that's a nice parlay.
Yeah. Let me see what that comes out to. Ah, shit, I clicked off the fucking thing. So let's see. North Carolina money line, minus 178. Let's see, UConn. Halftime, full time. You can get plus 114 on that.
There's probably a boost you can use too. You could probably get that up to plus 120 range.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So North Carolina money line, UConn halftime, full time, plus 114, guys. That's one of my favorite bets. And like I said, hopefully we get NC State. They're plus 215 right now. We just got to get the game where it's somewhat tied up. Maybe they're up a little bit, and then we can start hedging. So if you got that plus 40,000,
it'd be great if they start the game like 10-2 or 10-4 or something like that.
Yep.
6 or 8 early.
All right. So that's that. What we got next? Baseball?
Baseball.
Rackets. What do you have? So we spoke, I think it was on Rupp and Rackets. I don't know if it was about on here. We gave out a couple of the futures we liked. We were both on the Orioles win total, yep. Right? That we loved. Let's just see. What was it? I think 89.5, right?
Yep.
89.5 on FanDuel, guys, minus 115. Orioles team total or win total over 89.5. Rackets and I both love that. I've seen Rackets' first month bets on these some of these sites.
DraftKings had them, yeah. I don't see it anymore, though. I don't know if they took it down.
It's like they're doing one a day. It's like a flash boost thing.
Oh, okay. Got to say,
yesterday it was like, which team is going to have the most wins in April? And it was like Dodgers were the favorite, and then it was Orioles.
Yeah, I like the Orioles.
Orioles have an easy schedule to start the year. I know that.
Yeah,
their early schedules.
Someone was saying they can start off like 10. I was heard someone on the radio saying they could start off like 10 or 12-0 or something like that.
Well, start with Kansas City, I think. Well, LA and Kansas City, I think, are the first two series, and then I think there's a Pittsburgh series in there too.
Kansas City was another one that Rackets and I liked over 73.5 wins.
Kansas City is going to finish over 80. They'll be at like 81, 82.
I love that. I already have, like I said, Soto over 35.5 home runs. As long as he stays healthy in New York with that right hand, with that right short right porch, he's going to get over 40 easily. Yeah. Just has to stay healthy. I mean, and that's really Rackets doesn't have the awards because New York.
I don't have awards in
Rackets,
New York.
What do you think about what's Holiday starting in the minors? Do you think that's the right move or not?
Nah, I don't think it's the right move. He's definitely one of the top 26 players on the roster. Like, I don't know what he's doing in minor leagues, but it's attempting service time manipulation, but it's not. If he wins the AL Rookie of the Year, then he gets the full year of service time anyway. So you might as well just start him in the fucking big leagues. I don't see.
Yeah, but they want to. It's for like contract too, right? Because the Yankees.
Well, that's for the service time stuff. Like, yeah, but if he wins, if he wins the AL Rookie of the Year, he still gets the full year of service time. It doesn't matter when he comes up.
Yeah, because then it doesn't start their first year, right, for their contract and shit.
Right.
Like that.
He'll be up this literally the second week of the season, maybe the third week. As soon as the, I think it's 18 days. In the season that you have to miss in order to not acquire a full season of service time. So it'll be like 3 weeks into the season, he'll be up.
So that changed his odds a lot.
Yeah, because Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter are starting in the big leagues.
It moved Wyatt Langford to plus 250 as the favorite. Evan Carter's 320 and Holiday now is 470. So
there's value on Holiday. And like you said, those other two guys are on the same team, so they're going to take votes away from each other.
National League Rookie of the Year. So I was talking the other day to Uncle Danny. And Uncle Danny said we were talking about Yamamoto Rackets after he got completely fucking shelled in his first appearance. He looked like shit.
He looked bad.
I woke up and was watching that game. He couldn't find the strike zone.
His pitch plot was all fuck over the place, dude. It looked like he had 6 hit batters. Bro, he only actually hit one of them.
You know how much that's going to affect his ERA for the rest of the season? That one bad outing.
It's at 45 right now.
Look at last year when what's his name? I keep forgetting his name. The guy on the Marlins. What the fuck is his name? Pitcher on the Marlins that we always not Pablo. The other
Alcantara.
Alcantara. Remember he had that bad outing and they left him in.
Yeah.
His ERA was like fucking 100 or something because they left him in like 10 runs for that one game early on in the season. And then he pitched great the rest of the year. That affected his Cy Young.
His year-long numbers.
This is not going to be easy to come back from.
Nope.
For him. So it's going to affect – and they still have his rookie National League Rookie of the Year at plus 250, which is crazy.
Who else is up there?
Jackson Chirino.
I like him.
Chirino, yeah. Okay.
Jung Ho Lee, 650. Jackson Merrill, 1100.
Chirio would probably be my.
I like Chirio, yeah. I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with this guy, his control. I'm just thankful right now that
if you want a sleeper on that, it would be Jung Ho Lee. I think that he doesn't have much power, but the kid is. He's Korean Ichiro. Like, he's going to put the ball in play all the time.
Mm. What about Kyle Harrison? Same team.
Indifferent. I think he'll be okay, but I don't think he's going to be as big of an impact.
Yeah, he's not like a Rookie of the Year winner.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much wraps it up. I can't wait until, Thursday, right?
Thursday, 1 o'clock. Orioles are on a 3.
Do you have anyone you like?
What happened?
You have anyone you like on Thursday?
Not yet. I'm going to I'll give it out on Wednesday probably on here. I'm still waiting. Just going to take a look at all of the lines, waiting to see if everybody's going to be there who says that they're going to be there. That Yankees game is a toss up. I'm definitely not betting that.
Speaking of the Yankees real quick, Baseball Reference does their projections like standings and stuff like that every single year. Now, they're notorious Yankee haters, so I'm not going to put too much stock into this, but did you happen to see Baseball Reference's projected Yankees standings yesterday?
No.
Okay, let me pull it up so I don't get these numbers wrong. But they have, I want to say best case scenario for the Yankees, they have at 82-80. But let me just double check this real quick. And like I said, they're notorious Yankee haters, but yeah. Like some of these numbers are insane. Like, their worst case scenario, I want to say, was 61-101.
I'm trying
to find it here.
If Cole's out for the year, we have another big. If another one of the starters goes down, and if Judge is out, I don't see why that wouldn't happen. But if they don't have any more injuries,
here it is, right?
Judge plays. It's Judge and Soto. That lineup alone is going to get you over 85 wins.
I have them for 87 or 88. I can't remember what I have them, the exact number I have them for. But this is
Dodgers. Look what we saw in the Dodgers, like their first three or four guys. Like, I mean, you can't get around that. The Yankees are going to have just basically the same shit. So, yeah.
Baseball Reference is projecting the Yankees to finish last in the AL East at roughly 72-90. With 90% confidence, they're predicting the best case scenario at 82-80 and worst case scenario 61-101.
Now, how can
you have the Red Sox 61. At 78.6?
Somebody who wrote that is a complete and utter fool, and you can't put anything into any other one of those projections. You can't look at that with any type of you're going to take that serious. You can't. Because the Yankees will never win 61 games.
The Red Sox are not going to win close to 80 this year.
No, Boston's bad.
Boston's very bad.
They have
Tampa at 89, and Tampa's entire pitching staff is hurt and not coming back, and even some of their backup pitchers are hurt.
Cashman will never, ever, ever let that happen.
If they win 70 games, Cashman's gone.
Yeah, but they won't. They'll trade somebody. It's not going to happen, dude. It's not going to happen.
61-101.
You know who's going to make out the best on this? You know who's going to make out the best on waiting is Jordan Montgomery. Because the rest of those
The rest maybe by June when he's ready to fucking throw, he missed all of the spring training. And now opening day is 2 days away. Guy hasn't thrown a pitch.
I mean, I'm sure he's been working out.
Yeah, but there's not.
You got a pitch.
You got a pitch.
But, he still gets paid for the year.
Yeah, no, I agree.
He's going to make out the best. The rest of these guys.
He's not going to be ready before the middle of May or June.
All these Boris guys, Boris by waiting.
He fucked everybody.
He didn't have the clients to wait. Like he did.
Why are you waiting?
JD Martinez ends up with the Mets. Yeah, I'm sure he wanted to end up with the Mets.
Snell got a worse deal than the Yankees offered him. Like, he got shortened time.
Snell should have went back to the Rays.
I mean, it was – I don't know, man. I think Boris up. Baseball finally called Boris's bluff, and he screwed
Baseball sees the trend that the Rays have been doing, the Orioles have been doing. The Orioles' fucking payroll is $90 million. The Rays' payroll is like $45 million. You don't need to spend money to win in baseball. It's a young game.
And not
you don't
even that
need
record,
to spend the money.
Once you have a young guy, you have to lock them up.
You lock them up. You Bobby Witt them. You fucking Acuna them. You don't let them touch the market.
Exactly. Don't even let them get close. And then when they're on their second deal, like Harper – and people like that when they're on their second turnaround because they're so young that they got there early. Mm-hmm. Like, that's when you decide whether you want to sign them again or let them go and shit like that. But get them in early. The Yankees need to change their whole system of thinking by letting these guys sit in the minors for fucking 10 years like they always do.
They devalue their own prospects by doing that because they let them sit there for so long that, like, at points, other teams are interested in them, and then they never progress, and they never get up. And then all of a sudden, they're worth nothing.
I'm happy they didn't send Volpe down last year because there was a couple dimes where I thought that they were.
You were calling for it too.
Yeah, and I'm dead happy they didn't because you have to.
You stunt their growth, man. Yeah, you just gotta let them go.
Let them up. Leave them in the lineup. Put them ninth. Let them get up every day. You got to leave them in. So,
it's like we say with the quarterbacks, you just got to let them go. You can't get in the mix.
Yeah, you got to leave them in. So we'll see what happens. But we'll have baseball bets on tomorrow. What are we doing? Tuesday, Wednesday, tomorrow. Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, right?
What are Wednesday. We
doing? So we're doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, right?
Yep. All
right. So we will have baseball bets for Thursday tomorrow. Let's go to the NBA. Not a lot of games today, very short schedule. Are the Celtics in trouble? Teams up by 30 were 151-0, I believe, before yesterday. And now it's 151-1 or 150-1. Boston has blown way too many of these games.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
Suns too, bro. Suns are one of the worst fourth quarter teams I've ever seen in my life.
Brian Windhorst was saying today that the Celtics have like the lowest percentage like of win, you know, fourth quarter. They're one of the slowest teams in the league. And they just changed their whole way of playing going into the fourth quarter, which is so weird. Yeah. And that's gonna hurt them in the playoffs.
You know?
Because now if a 30-point game isn't safe against a shitty Hawks team without their best player, what's going to happen when you're playing a playoff game up 10 going into the fourth? Up 10 going into the fourth, you think it's good. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
That's three possessions. Three possessions, they could cut it to 9. You know, from 10 to 1. Three threes –
I don't know how you just like lose focus like that for a whole quarter. It's crazy.
They're in trouble. But who else in the East?
That's what I'm saying. The East doesn't really present much of a challenge. So.
Milwaukee, I'm still not high on Milwaukee.
No,
I mean, I think
a little higher than I was on them,
but not. Don't love them. Don't think that they're amazing. I think that they don't play D sometimes, and they shit the bed. It's going to be interesting to see who makes that play-in game in the West. Clippers are just fucking free-falling. That team, I'm done with them, bro. After that loss to the Sixers the other day where the Sixers had nobody, I'm done. I am done. The Clippers can't beat anybody with a winning record. They are in trouble. before the All-Star break, they were – I had them winning it. You know, going to the Western Conference Finals to face Denver. Wow. Now, I think they may even be a play-in game and lose. If they fall to a play-in game and they have to play the Lakers, they're going to lose.
Probably.
The Lakers are going to beat them.
You're probably right.
LeBron in a one game? I'll take LeBron and AD over anybody in the league in one game.
I would take them definitely over the Clippers.
So, I Clippers, crap. So, I'm not.
They fallen from grace, too, man. They were a real good team a couple months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clearly Denver in the West. Like, Oklahoma City is not – they're not going to be able to do it.
No, bro.
There's really no one else. Like,
no. I mean, Minnesota – I mean, the T-Wolf, they got injuries.
Yeah,
no,
they're all fucked up. Like,
I mean, you know, they haven't been there a lot before. Dallas is looking better.
Yeah, but that's not enough.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Lakers tonight, I don't think LeBron's playing in the line is saying.
No, he's not playing. He's out.
9.5. You're not betting that. Warriors.
Never plays these good games.
Warriors and Heat. I think the Warriors are done. I think they're just going to have to shut it down and retool. It's over.
Remember when they were super good at home? I think it was last week or whatever. They were 17-18 at home. I don't know what it is now, but.
They've got they
just run its course. Just run its course. Like,
Steph has nobody to help him.
You can't have the same team for – they've had the same team for 10 years now. It's over.
Like, I've never seen somebody fall as fast as Klay Thompson, though. He hasn't been the same since he missed all that time and came back from the injury. He just wasn't the same. His defense isn't there. He can't shoot the basketball.
He needs to go to a new team.
Yes, 100%. They need to shut that team down, which is tough, though, because they have Draymond signed for a while longer. Steph's still there. I mean, if I'm LeBron, Steph and LeBron should team up.
They should
get together sometime and end their careers together trying to win a championship. You know,
they're great together when they play on all-star teams and the Olympics. And
I think they should try to get together and do something. You know, that game on the OKC, the Pelicans. I mean,
you never know what to expect.
New Orleans could beat anybody, or they can lose to anybody.
That's what I'm saying. The NBA, it's just like they just got to get to the playoffs now. It's just
and the other one of those teams who does the same is Sacramento. Sacramento, the Lakers, and the Pelicans can lose to anybody in the NBA, and on any night, or they can beat anybody. And I wouldn't touch this Mavericks-Sacramento game. So I have nothing in the NBA tonight that I'm betting on. There's four games, and I'm not betting on any of them. So that's another no bet for me today on the NBA, which is good. I can save my money for baseball and the tournament. Let's go to hockey, where the Rangers have just been on fire.
In the night?
I'm taking them today. They will be in... I might actually put them with that UConn bet, Hoff, because they're 192.
What are the Hurricanes play tonight?
Let's see. They do. Let's not even do that. Let's parlay the Rangers and the Hurricanes plus 132 tonight.
Yeah, those two teams are dominant.
Yep, that's what I'll do. Rangers.
The Hurricanes playing. Are they home?
They're on the road. They're playing the Penguins.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like Toronto, too. At home to the Devils. How have the Devils been lately?
I think the Devils are done, right? They basically, like, given up, right?
Let's see. Devils are 5-5. I'm going to take Toronto, too. So I'm going to parlay the Rangers and the Hurricanes plus 132, and then I'm going to take Toronto straight minus 146. If there's anybody key players out, you know, they announce later, goalie or something like that, I won't bet it. But as of right now, without checking to see who's in and who's out, I'm on the Rangers Hurricanes. Like I said, plus 132 and the Maple Leafs straight minus 146.
This Bruins game could be an overtime game. What do you think, Evan? The Planet Panthers?
Probably.
That's what I was going to say. Probably, right? Those are two good teams.
There you go. So that is the NHL, and I think that about wraps it up today.
That'll do it.
Anything else, rackets?
I like Victoria Azarenka and WTA Miami, but I'm not going to pay minus 145. I'll wait till she either loses a set or looks better than she does.
What's this? What is that set right now?
She's down 2-1. She's down a break, but they're just getting, they're just returning from, there was an outage with the Hawkeye, and she was absolutely flipping her shit before that happened. So I want to make sure she's got a level head going. I'm not going to pay the 145. She's probably going to lose this game and get down to about even money at some point. That's when I'll get, involved.
All right. Hoff, anything else?
Nope, that's about it.
Evan, anything from you?
Rigged.
Nice. All right, guys, tomorrow we will be back. Hopefully, maybe we'll find out where Tommy is. I don't know if he'll be here, but we'll find out. Maybe I'll find out where he actually is.
If he's still in Las Vegas, we'll know because I'll find him.
What state he's in.
Hoffman's going to pull him out of the pool at the top of the circus swim.
If he has any money left, I don't even know. So
I'm picturing him in like a dark hotel room with the blinds closed, all his fucking wet towels from just showering on the pile on the ground.
The other day, so I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone
with him. It's a fucking disaster. Subway wrappers everywhere.
Like I'm on the room phone. Service shit everywhere.
He called the front desk and asked if he could get a smoking room. So
they don't have those.
Yeah, no, they do. They do.
They do that, really?
Yeah. So they're like, we don't. He's like, well, he's like, you know, can I do this? And that? He ended up changing his room to a smoking room because he didn't want to hobble his leg all the way outside to smoke. And he got like the best room in the whole place. He was at Circa overlooking the pool where the basketball game was. So he wasn't watching the game on his TV. He was watching it out of his window when he was upstairs.
Yeah, that's what I was doing when I was there.
It was the greatest fucking like view I've ever seen. Let me see if I can get a picture. There's the view from his room.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what mine was when I was there.
Yeah, so he moved from like the other side to that side. Had a great view and everything.
You don't even need to. Yeah, you don't use. I wasn't using my hotel TV. I was watching out the window.
Yeah.
So laying in the bed looking sideways like this.
Yeah, that was awesome for him. Where are you staying, Hoff, when you go out there tomorrow?
I'm going to Circa. I'm Circa two nights and then Golden Nugget across the street, the other three.
Nice. All right. Maybe like I said, maybe we'll find out where Tommy is. How he should be here tomorrow, right, Ev?
Should be.
Maybe. Who knows where Howie is? We don't know. Maybe the golf guys. I really don't know. I don't know.
I won't be here. I'll be flying there. So
Hoffman will be in an airplane. I'll be here. So, all right. Well, for Rackets, Hoffman, Evan, myself, and anybody else who wasn't here, we will see you tomorrow. Let's go!